Today on the Dark Side of the Josh Duggar trial is getting underway. Evidence, witnesses, and looming arguments become clear as the jury is selected. Amy Duggar says to pray for the ultimate sentence amid cousin Josh Duggar's child porn trial. And Jim Bob is subpoenaed, but his memory ain't so good. All that and more today on the Dark Side of...
Sometimes the human mind goes to dark places. Sometimes those dark delusions turn into a reality. A reality so shaded and gray, once all is said and done, the healthy mind is drawn into the documented retelling of these tragic events, trying to find logic, reason, and understanding where there may be none at all. This is the Dark Side of...
That indeed it is. And be sure to press subscribe, whatever platform you're listening to us on, or follow us, whatever the platforms are calling it this week. I think they should change the name on one of them to like stalking. I want to stalk this podcast because I believe subscribe is now follow on Apple Podcasts. One of them has to use stalk. I think that would be a good... That's a verb, right? Or is that an adjective? Verb?
Stalking? I've been proudly stalking you since MySpace.
Yes, Tony. Exactly. I'm doing good. It's Tony and Sean with you on today's episode of the show. Duggar's is our topic here on the Dark Side of. And there's lots going on in this case. You'll remember Josh Duggar getting in a wee bit of trouble not that long ago for allegedly having child porn found on some of his devices. FBI going all the way to the extent of saying something to the effect of this was one of the most disturbing cases we've seen. That's always exciting when you hear those sort of words involving an uber Christian and child porn. It's just like, what the fuck? So lots of tour I talk about today. Jim Bob, you know, dad from 19 Kids and Counting, he's being subpoenaed. Amy Duggar, one of the cousins, wanting the ultimate sentence. And then we talk about some of the evidence, the looming arguments, all of that as the jury is selected. And his wife, who just keeps shitting out kids, stands right by his side, even though he's cheated on her. And, you know, has a track record of inappropriately touching his sisters and now child porn. Seems like the ultimate great dad for her and Joshie's seven kids. You excited to dive into this?
Can't wait.
So I want to say this first. Jim, I'm in the area where all this shit is going down. This stuff is happening in my county. And here's the insanity of a lot of this. Granted, they had the 19 Kids and Counting show, and maybe many of these family members are fine, and probably they are. There's probably nothing wrong with many of them. But here's the thing. The parents did find out about Josh doing these horrible things with his sisters and some other family members years ago. And it was all just kind of brushed under the table, you know, pray it away, all that. And somehow in this world that we live in, because they are so connected with things like God and Christianity, which inherently I have no problem with. But if you are kind of sheltering a child predator for all those years and kind of ignoring the issues that your other children have with him for doing those horrible, inappropriate things, I take issue with you. And Jim Bob is one of those people. But here's the kicker. Driving down the highway the other day, and what do I see on a giant fucking billboard? Jim Bob is running for office. The word Jim Bob Duggar, and him and his wife standing on... in like a pasture, and there's, you know, hills and rolling hills in the background, looking off into the distance as if, oh, they're just, you know, they have a vision for the future because their vision for so many things in their life has worked out so well thus far, other than whoring out themselves for television shows. But Jim Bob is, in fact, running. It's kind of fun when you Google Jim Bob Duggar. The only thing that comes up immediately are his predator son and how he testified and tried to handle Josh's molestation case. Probably not what you want to have come up when you're running for office.
Hey, top of mind awareness. You gotta have a familiarity, a name when you're in those voting booths.
The top of mind awareness he certainly has, without a doubt. He is running. I'm trying to find what he is running for. Here's the funny. It's difficult.
Grandfather of the year.
Okay, like five down. His. It's difficult to find his freaking campaign page because it's so. The internet is just littered with all of the scandal around him. For Senate is what he's running for. Arkansas State Senate District 7. So he's running for State Senate. It's time for conservatives to demand courageous leadership. Yeah, because that's what we got with you, Jim Bob. What a track record you're showing us. And here's where it gets even more interesting is the whole story about him and his son and him being subpoenaed and what he said thus far about his memory of the case. Let's jump into this. This is an article from People. Jim Bob Duggar was forced to take the stand in an Arkansas court this last week to testify on behalf of the prosecution in his son Josh Duggar's ongoing child sexual abuse material case. Josh, the eldest of Jim Bob and Michelle Duggar's 19 children, has been charged with receiving and possessing child sexual abuse material. He pled not guilty following an April arrest and was released pending his trial set to begin on Tuesday. The 19 kids and counting alum, 33 years old now, previously faced controversy in May of 2015 when he apologized for his wrongdoing after a 2006 police report revealed that he had been investigated as a teen for inappropriately touching five underage girls. Two of his sisters subsequently stepped forward as two of the victims. Jim Bob, 56, was subpoenaed by the prosecution to discuss Josh's past molestation scandal, which the defense team has moved to exclude from the upcoming trial. Shocker. The judge has not yet ruled on whether it will be allowed in the trial, even after hearing testimony from Jim Bob and the Duggar family friend Bobby Holt. During his testimony, Jim Bob repeatedly said, here we go, here's the kicker, kids, reportedly said he couldn't remember details of Josh's admissions that he had touched the victims identified during the proceeding as Jane Doe's 1-4. He also took issue with the police report, which was obtained and published by In Touch, saying this was something for a young man to come forward. He said, calling it a juvenile record and a sealed case. Later, he said, I can't remember, when asked about the report, and called it tabloid information. I'm not going to allow it. Are you going to allow for that? He asked Judge Timothy L. Brooks. After prosecutors asked him to read a copy of the report, Jim Bob said, I'm not going to do that, but ultimately said his memory was not jogged by reading the report in his head. If there is an objection to be made, someone will make it, but it won't be you, the judge told him. Jim Bob did recount how Josh came to him and his wife and Michelle in 2002 about inappropriate touching of a minor, but said he did not remember Josh's exact wording. We were shocked this had happened, but we were thankful he came on his own and told us, he later said, adding, he had told me that he had touched some of the girls when they were sleeping on their breasts, but they didn't wake up. The other witness, Bobby, more specifically, recalled that Josh repeatedly admitted in 03 and 05 to inappropriately touching four Jane Does over and under their clothes. Bobby is married to Jim Holt, an elder in the Duggars family church. Jim Bob went on to say that he and Michelle took Josh to the police in 2006 on the recommendation of Jim Holt. Josh confessed everything to the Arkansas State Police, he said. We tried to handle things in the house, he later said. It was a very difficult time in our family's life. When the 2006 police report came up again during his testimony, Jim Bob complained, for you guys to use a tabloid to bring it back up is very unprofessional. How the fuck is this unprofessional? I mean, really? I mean, what's your views on this? Is this is not unprofessional?
You know, when you're flipping through the preview guide and you see something and you accidentally click on it, and then you go back to the game show network and watch some Family Feud.
Yeah,
this whole story is what I accidentally picked, and I went back to the Family Feud. Sometimes there's things that just don't make sense. So when you try to make sense out of them, when they already don't make sense, you just need to change the channel. This is clearly very high levels of delusion, aloofness, confusion, lost. When you, first of all, let's break this down. You have a son who has made 19 children, which that in and of itself, congratulations. That's bigger than a few towns in Arkansas. Then you find out that, your son has done maybe not the best things. Do you really think if you are in the right frame of mind that you can continue your sanity? I mean, would you really think, I got a great idea. My son, who has 19 kids and then has been up to some nefarious activities over the last several years, let's run for state senate. Do you really think that anything post that chapter in Mr. JB's life is going to make any sense?
I don't,
to somebody who someone has it together, AKA you, me, and you listening. We're not all 100% sane, which clearly we enjoy listening to stories of high levels of fucked upness. So a screw is loose. But regarding old JB, I mean, what do you do? Like, go on a Brian Laundrie-led suicide Florida hike?
I think,
or run for Senate?
I think when you're being questioned by the judge and stuff, you don't go and say, oh, it's tabloid. Like, no, your fucking son admitted to doing this, and you have victims that say it happened. So don't be like, oh, you know, it's such a good thing that he came to us on his, you know, big gold star for him for coming forward and saying, I fucked with the girls. Fuck you. There's no gold star for that. It's like, great, now have your fucking punishment. But we're all going to stand here and as this man who clearly has issues, sexual issues, and weird fucking obsessions that are unhealthy and violate others, to sit here and be like, oh, good old Joshy, praise the Lord. I swear to God, I mean, if these people did not stand behind the Bible, if these people were like, had nothing to do with Christianity, if they had zero, there was nothing like that going on, the world would look at them like depraved individuals. Like, what the fuck is wrong with this family? This is creepy. This is a cult. This is fucking bizarre. But because they add Jesus into the mix, which is just an abomination of Christianity to begin with, to have people like this fucking standing behind it. It's like, it just gives that a bad name. And it's not what that really is. It's just disgusting to me. And the fact that so many people eat this shit up and they buy like, oh, but they're good Christians. Like, fuck that. The fucking, you know, dad who's running for Senate and values in this, he fucking sheltered a child predator, and he's trying to like make him look like an angel. The judge said, Mr. Duggar, I recognize this is perhaps a very unfair position that you're placed in, and I appreciate that, the judge said. But he also told him, this is not a debate. Jim Bob also said that Josh received spiritual counseling from both Jim and Bobby at the time of the initial scandal. I'm glad he got, did that spiritual counseling work? That led him to go get the kiddie porn, right? Like, okay, don't fuck with your sisters anymore. Just go online. Spiritual counseling. We appreciated their wisdom, good wisdom, on how to conquer these challenges. They had that, they said that they would keep it confidential, he said. Nothing that his daughters also saw. Noting that his daughters also saw a counselor at the time. Duggar has been accused of downloading files depicting child sexual abuse on May 14th, 15th, and 16th of 2019 on a computer at his then workplace, a used car lot in Arkansas. If convicted on the charges against him, Duggar faces up to 20 years of imprisonment, up to $250,000 in fines on each of the two counts, for a total possible sentence of 40 years. according to an April press release from the U.S. Attorney's Office in the Western District of Arkansas. So, yeah. That's
where. Please tell me what you really feel about this topic.
That's how I really feel about this topic. These people just utterly fucking disgust me. I just.
Great content.
Yeah, I mean, it is, but it's just fucking insane. Amy Duggar.
Who would we be talking about? What would we be talking about if old JB?
You know, there's plenty more to talk about.
Was a painter.
Yeah.
And he said, Your Honor, absolutely, my son, I should disbar him from the family. I'm changing my last name. Josh Duggar? Who is that? I have no idea. Well, that would just be boring.
What are the odds? I mean, I guess you got to, when you have 19 kids, I guess you got to kind of play the odds at some point going 19 kids. Okay. What are
marathon,
the,
not a sprint.
What are the odds that one of them is going to end up being a predator of some sort? The more kids you have, that just that by law of just, you know, odds, that would certainly increase your chances of that happening, wouldn't it? You know, like, well, one of these 19 probably is going to have something going on that's not right. And I guess this is the one they get. I don't know. I mean, also when you have 19 kids, can you really be an attentive leading father that's going to be able to give physically enough time to your children that's going to matter, that's going to be sufficient for their upbringing and well-being?
I don't know. We got Josh on the line. Josh, welcome into the show here. We appreciate you.
Glad to be here.
So, JD, by the way, when's the last time somebody called you JD? Little League?
It's been a little while. Yeah, it was Little League.
20 kids, mm-hmm. 20 kids.
Yeah.
How do you walk?
How do I what?
How do you walk? Like you've made 19 children.
Yeah, I'd say it's really a combination of a lot of Gatorade, KY. I like to rub that between my legs. Helps with the friction. And, you know, that's about it.
So Tony and I, we were talking about, have you really been able to allot the required time, love and attention, nurturing to all 19 of your children?
When I'm not, trying to create more children for a reality television show, and trying to keep that on the air and, being obsessed with it being on the air, and then, oh shit, we got kicked off how many times now? You know, it's been difficult. And I think, you know, sometimes the sheep go astray and they end up, you know, fucking with their sisters.
Do you know that you have human children and not farm animals?
We're going to pray it away.
And any final words of wisdom?
I'm going to be a great senator. Vote for me.
That's your dad. Yeah. Is it not your dad?
That's the insanity.
Well,
19 kids.
Clear as a bell.
Yeah. Okay. Amy Duggar says to pray for the ultimate sentence amid cousin Josh Duggar's child porn trial. Bravo to her. You know, again, not anti-religion here. I'm on the same page as her. If you believe and you want to pray, be praying that this man goes away for a very fucking long time. Don't be praying that he finds deliverance and gets it, because I'm sorry, these people don't fucking get it. And he's clearly not gotten it yet. Amy Duggar King says that she's praying for the ultimate sentence amid her cousin Josh Duggar's child pornography trial. Last week, Amy, who is Jim Bob and Michelle Duggar's niece, made appearances on TLC, wrote her on her Instagram story that she was a heavy day as jury selection began for the child sexual abuse material case. Today's a heavy day, she wrote. The whole week will be. Next week will be too, until justice is served. Another side, she added, vengeance is mine, saith the Lord. I will repay thee. Please pray for the victims and for the truth to be revealed. Pray that the judge will give the ultimate sentence. Josh, 33, has been charged with receiving and possessing child sexual material. He pled not guilty following an April arrest and is released pending his trial. So, good. I mean, this has got to be, when you're in this family and you have half of the family that's like kind of trying to stick up for him and the other ones who were abused by him, and yet a whole bunch of the family is still trying to stand behind the abuser and pretend they're super nice Christians. What the fuck is that?
A reality show. That would be really good. I'd tune in.
It almost makes you wish there was another reality show going on and they just focus so that court TV could be their new where they get picked up, where it's dealing with the Duggars.
Very interesting is if you Google on the Googler, this year's, I'm not sure if he's had past years, but this year's 2021 mugshot of Josh Duggar.
Mm-hmm.
Usually when you have a mugshot, I've been told, you are extremely apologetic, you're scared, you might be drunk. You don't have a conniving smirk on your face, similar to one of the wet bandits in Home Alone.
You're exactly right. He does look like one of the wet bandits from Home Alone.
And I say, and that's actually a cut to Joe Pesci and or is it Daniel Stern or Dave Daniel Stern?
Daniel. I think Daniel.
So that I apologize to JP and DS because they are phenomenal actors and should not be compared to this. But he has a look of that slash. I'm going to give you a great deal on an 04 Malibu if you come on down to William Chevrolet.
Give you an extra 20% off. If you.
So guess what I'm getting at is. And I'm going to stick you in the back of that Malibu on a test drive.
You sent me some naughty pictures of your 14-year-old.
When we get back to the dealership, my pants are not going to be on.
You sent me the naughty pictures of
this
that.
Kind of a very creepy, uncomfortable smirk that you wouldn't want to see in a mugshot.
Yeah.
So perhaps that is the nonverbal body language that connects all the dots.
I think
how 19 of the kids, there's, you know, not a 50-50 there, which you have to imagine. Again, we try to make sense of this, of putting ourselves in that position. And based upon how we treat people, learning, open-mindedness, not trying to be judgmental, prejudice, etc., we are not them. And what I would bring up as an example of something that makes a little bit more sense, you have 19 kids. That is like a classroom. That's a fourth grade classroom.
Yeah.
That's a, you know, junior in high school chemistry class. Stick your head, be a fly on the wall in a classroom. So much different views, opinions, family life. Yeah, these 19 kids are all part of the same family, but 19 kids, they may as well be five different families.
Yeah.
I mean, there's probably not a dinner table that is big enough to have them all sit down and have some homemade mac and cheese every night. Obviously, the dad, not the dad of the year. They probably didn't have dinner together a lot in their lives. So, it, you know, obviously they have to fend for themselves to get through their lives, varying age levels. It, you know, you can kind of play into that and it makes a little bit more sense how they all have different views and who's going to back up dad, who's not, who's probably somewhere in the middle, confused as fuck. And, you know, then you add in the day-to-day nuances of life, friends and how people look at them. And I mean, just a rainbow of emotions that I thank goodness that I was not one of those 19.
I mean, that's the thing. It's if you speak up and the family's like all for it, you're going to be, you know, excommunicated from the cult. But that's where it's like, well, maybe everyone should speak up together and then you can keep your cult going. It's just you kick the one member out rather than everybody split up. It just seems to be like the clear choice. To those of us who are sane, you have one member of your cult that's fucking around with kids or looking that up online or both. You kick that one out. You don't keep standing behind that one because that's a cancer to your cult. and it's going to cause issues. Why? That, it's like, I don't know why this is such a difficult choice to make. I don't know. I guess there's something in me that I'm able to dismiss shitty people without regard faster than most. It's like when I make my judgment, when it's like, you're a shitty person, I'm done. There's no reviving that. There's no, oh, let's save the, there's no saving someone like Josh Duggar. Like the shit you've done, you've made your bed. What possible, like, oh, it's, remember those days? You're not going to sit down 20 years later at Thanksgiving and be like, oh, remember when you diddled with the sisters? Remember when you look at the child porn at that used car lot? That was a fun time. That was, what was that, Windows? Oh, Windows,
remember when you were...
Yeah, XP? That was, oh my goodness. Yeah, we never upgraded. Remember that desktop?
It was like yesterday, your first kiss out on the dock.
With your sister.
Now, of course, that was your daughter. Arkansas.
It's just like, what? And the thing is...
The Johnson boy was there recording.
I want to say this about Arkansas, because I heard some of this too when I was away. On vacation, seeing my family, because there's this like view of Arkansas that it's like really fucking backwards. And I would say 3/4 of the state is, but the thing is, here in Northwest Arkansas, where this is happening, where these people reside, it's really not like we are. It's a very metropolitan area. Walmart's headquartered here. We have a base for literally everything you buy in Walmart has to have a office in this city. That's a lot of fucking offices. So you drive down the road, it's like, oh, there's EA Sports. Oh, there's Mattel. Oh, there's this. And it's just everything. I mean, every fucking company is here. And it's a really progressive area. But then you got these fucking yokels in here that are, and it's like, this is, God, like, it's a very bad representation of Northwest Arkansas. It's like, please.
If anything, it is that much more of a spotlight on these unique individuals, because they are in a place that isn't not as many folks that are of similar levels of intelligence, narrow-mindedness, etc. And newsflash, whether you are tuning in, regardless of where you're consuming this, I think it's safe to say that wherever you are from, the state you live in, guess what? There's all people with varying levels of folks that you are happy to be fellow insert state natives.
Sure.
And not.
Yep.
There's crazy, awesome, everything. So anybody that's still in this day and age has the mindset of, oh man, well, down in wherever. Really? Take a look down the street of where you are, because they do exist. They may talk a little different. Yeah. But
you're exactly right. Every state has its good areas, its bad areas, its smart areas, its dumb areas.
And good areas.
I just said good.
The crappiest of crap hole towns and states have some positives.
It does.
So
it does.
With that being said,
so
they are very unique. And where for someone just tuning into this and just consuming this for the first time, what is, here in December of 2021, what is the current status of where this goes to?
Well, 52 potential jurors crowded into a federal courtroom in Arkansas on Tuesday to discuss all manner of personal matters, very serious and even very silly, favorite TV crime dramas, past summer jobs, past traumas. As the judge and attorneys in Josh Duggar's child porn trial assessed who would be their best options. You know, I haven't been on jury duty ever. This would have been a fun one to be called up for. Although I probably would be kicked out immediately because you have prejudice. I do a podcast and we've been focusing on this for the last year. I have my out now on jury duty for the rest of my life. Like, I do a true crime podcast. You're out. Thank you. Bye-bye. By Tuesday night, after a marathon session in and out of judges' chambers, a jury of 12 and 4 alternates had been seated. It's not clear yet who the jurors are because of a last-minute error with the audio feed provided to reporters at the courthouse who weren't allowed to observe jury selection in the courtroom because of space restrictions. Further details of the selected jurors weren't available. Throughout the day, however, the 52 potential jurors, all of whom went by numbers instead of their names, identified themselves in ways big and small as they answered a battery of questions. First from the judge, then prosecutors and the defense. Among the group was a CEO of a trade association and a retired Arkansas credit union president and a special educator teacher, an operations manager in logistics, and a customer service manager for Tyson and an online boutique owner. One woman has her own photography business. Another rents out property at the lake. A third works in graphic design at a nearby church where she's passing acquaintances with one of Duggar's attorneys. A fourth woman had 20 years ago bought a horse from two potential witnesses. Her husband loved the horse. Since deceased, though, it ate too much. One potential juror wondered aloud, perhaps fretting, that another potential witness was the same Caleb Williams as her boyfriend, Caleb Williams. The judge told her that she would be delighted to know he was not. A local city employee worried his general distrust of government made him a poor fit. A study hall supervisor at a high school criticized fake news. Some potential jurors were quickly excused, including a woman who was 29 weeks pregnant with twins. Not long after her, a man spoke up to identify himself as a Duggar relative. His daughter is married to one of Duggar's brothers and was summarily dismissed. From the group's answers, a rough biographical picture started to emerge of who may soon be weighing in on the question of Duggar's innocence or guilt. Likewise, certain themes in both the prosecution and defense arguments became clear, as did the names of witnesses who may take the stand, and some of the evidence will be shown. The 33-year-old former 19 Kids and Counting star, political activist, and oldest son of Jim Bob and Michelle Duggar is accused of receiving and possessing child pornography, also known as child sexual abuse material. In May 2019, authorities say more than 200 of the illicit images were found on his computer. Josh has pled not guilty and vigorously challenged the prosecution on a range of issues, including the admissibility of possible evidence and the thoroughness of the police investigation. His attorney, Justin Gelfand, told jurors on Tuesday, "We are proud to represent Josh Duggar." That's a special statement one must make. Judge Brooks' questions took up much of the selection process as he asked potential jurors about their level of familiarity with Josh and the Duggar family, as well as other parties in the case, the news consumption habits of social media use regarding the Duggars, their connection with the government and law enforcement, as well as their past legal and criminal histories. The judge said he has no idea if Josh will take the stand or not, but reiterated to jurors if he was it was no reflection on Josh's potential culpability. No one can be compelled to testify against themselves. So there we go. We're just kind of looking at this, seeing what they may or may not be talking about in court. But the trial should be starting up here pretty soon. We'll be covering it here on the Dark Side of. But it goes on and on and on. So shit's about to hit the fan. Okay, predictions as we are on the precipice of the Duggar trial starting.
Eaten by an alligator. Oh, wait. Wrong
that,
one.
That already happened. Are you...
Strangulation, sexual... oh, crap. What's it called? Classic case of erotic asphyxiation.
Oh, wait, that was Epstein. I think it would be great if Ghislaine
asphyxiation.
If they somehow found a way for Ghislaine Maxwell to testify in this case. What's going on? Josh flew on the Lolita Express 7 times. Like, I don't know. I don't know. I'm going to hope predict guilty on this. But I also have another prediction in the meantime. Suicide.
Spoiler alert. One of the 19 children busts into the courtroom, shoots Josh.
That would be an interesting one.
Kill him. Paralyzed. Wheelchair for the rest of his life.
I want to say suicide, but I don't know. Judging, and this is just solely on the way he carries himself, that smirk in those mugshots, and everything that we've seen where he's come in and out of court since this has been going on, he carries that smirkness. So I don't know that he has it in him to say, I should probably remove myself from the world. I think he very much thinks, fuck the world. I'm going to do what I want. That's my opinion. I kind of wish it was more like I've really fucked up and there's not a place for me here anymore. But I don't think that's going to happen. But I hope guilty. I hope guilty is what happens. I wonder how long this will take.
Guilty wheelchair.
Guilty wheelchair? You think he's going to come into court on a wheelchair? Shot.
Correct. When the verdict is read, he'll be guilty and he will be in a wheelchair. Because he will be shot. He will not die. It will.
But who's going to shoot
him? Raise the spinal cord. One of his 19 children.
No, he only has 7. And I think they're all pretty small.
Okay.
He's got the 19 brothers and sisters.
Holy hell. I have been watching TLC. I didn't know that it was on True TV. Son of a bitch. We got to get on the same page here. I've been watching an entirely different family. Good God.
Oh, same family, just different person in the family.
Okay, time out.
Josh is one of the 19.
One of 19 total family members, so which includes 7 children.
And he has 7 kids. Yeah, Josh has the 7 kids.
Okay. So, oh, that's a fun logo, 19 kids and counting. Would you put that on your resume, graphic designer? Oh, can you tell your credits? Well, several local publications, including one reality show you may have heard of, 19 Kids and Counting, had to edit it a few times because it used to be 17 Kids and Counting and 18 Kids and Counting. So one of the seven gets a
their children
firearm.
His kids are tiny. That doesn't make any sense.
I mean, does anything that this fella has done make
so
sense?
You're predicting like a 7-year-old is going to take him out.
Correct.
Okay. You know, stranger things have happened.
Correct. So when this occurs, we're going to go back to this tape.
You're like, shit, you were right.
And there you have it.
Yeah.
I will win the pot, which I don't know. I don't think we've negotiated what we're in our collective betting on. What do we think happens? Who won the Brian Laundry?
I did.
Bowl of popcorn.
Because I predicted.
Did you?
I predicted he'd be found dead. He was found dead.
Did you get my barrel of a variety pack of a third cheddar, a third caramel, and a third butter?
I did. It was delicious.
The tin?
The butter's
still
there.
Didn't you
like
that customized tin where it's a face of Brian on the top there?
Yeah. Smiling? It was cool. It was really in a scenic place too. It was really nice. I love that. I'd love that you were able to do that on the popcorn tin.
There was some alligator camo on the side, and then on the bottom a van. It was like the UPC symbol.
As you turn the can, you see the whole story. It was really
correct.
It really is a great way to wrap up the year with a festive popcorn like that.
And every time you take the top off, it was like a gun sound. So with that being said, obviously more details will occur, and all of the outlandish things that we have clearly been sarcastic about, pretty sure one of them is going to come true. Boom. I'm going to go with the 7-year-old, the non-lethal grazing of the spinal cord. Old JD is in a wheelchair, motorized, when the verdict comes down guilty.
All right, we'll mark that down here on the prediction list. That's going to wrap up today's episode of Dark Side Up. If you like the show, press subscribe, follow us wherever you download podcasts, press that button, leave us a review on Apple Podcasts. We greatly appreciate it. Until next time, for Sean and all of us at Dark Side, I'm Tony Bruschi. Thanks for listening.